this episode of the Food Service Radio Podcast, host Tom Andrews explores what it means to be a restaurant brand, why it is critical to success, and how you can create a brand around your restaurant, regardless of the size of your operation.
Our next topic on Food Service Radio is turning your restaurant into a brand, how that helps the customers better understand the experience you provide and helps keep you top of mind. Joining us today is Mr. Warren Ellis. He is a senior lecturer at Cornell University, and he's the CEO of Ellis Marketing Group. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Tom, and thanks for having me join you today at Food Service Radio to talk about a topic that I'm very passionate about, how to turn a restaurant into a brand. In fact, you know, every restaurant operator probably has the ability to position their brand to not only effectively compete in today's highly competitive environment, but actually thrive and become a world-class brand.
Well, tell us a bit briefly about Ellis Marketing Group. Where are you and what do you do exactly?
Well, a little bit about my background. I'm a classically trained consumer packaged goods marketer. I have experience at both PepsiCo and Johnson & Johnson. I then spent a number of years in senior management in the restaurant industry with Burger King, Darden, and then as founding partner with Boston Chicken, and led the development of that brand through the conversion to Boston Market. And then for the last 17 years, I've led a marketing consulting practice with core practice areas including brand positioning, what we're talking about today, restaurant marketing, and franchise marketing. I go ahead and assist the senior leadership of highly competitive multi-unit businesses generate high returns on investment using a strategic focus to drive profitable traffic and optimize their product mix. We do a lot of work with startup, emerging, and turnaround businesses. We've launched many new brands and concepts, and we've also revitalized many brands that lost their way to once again become strong competitors. I think it's important to note that while I both lecture and speak on brand positioning, I also practice it in real life. So when we talk about things, I try to bring real experience to the table. And in terms of positioning itself, I have successfully positioned hundreds of global, domestic, regional, and local brands across many, many industries, but importantly, including many independent and chain restaurants.
Well, Warren, when we talk about the topic of brand positioning, exactly what is it, and can you provide some illustrations?
Sure. Well, you know, that's a really good question. Simply put, positioning is the way in which anyone wants the consumer to think about their product or service relative to competing brands. Simply put, it's the most basic of all strategic statements. It provides the blueprint for all of the marketing and development of any brand, and it focuses the efforts of all those involved in a brand activities. In other words, it states the reason for a brand's existence. You know, one thing I think I could share with you, Tom, and your listeners is a quick test that I typically do with all of my clients or if I'm out speaking on the topic of brand positioning. I have three questions that will help people easily determine if their brand is strategically positioned and if their message is being clearly communicated. I also suggest that each restaurant leader ask these same questions to each of their direct reports at their next group meeting. Collect the answers and analyze the results. Let me tell you what the three questions are. They're real quick. The first one is, what business is your brand in? The second, what is the target market for your brand? Or said differently, what is the audience or the group you're trying to persuade? And the third question, what is the point of difference for your brand? And note that you should list no more than three things. Now, what happens if you observe either or both of the following, your brand positioning can most definitely be strengthened and your internal messaging more aligned. First, significant inconsistency in the answers to most, if not all, of the three questions. And second, that the points of difference that you observe are really points of similarity to your competition, or simply points of entry into the business that you're in, things you must do day in and day out flawlessly, but just to be in business, and they're not preemptive, ownable, and defendable attributes that are important to your brand's target market. And what's really, really interesting when I do this exercise, whether it's with a small entrepreneurial group or a very large corporate environment, you find significant inconsistency in the answers, and you find that most members of the team list points of similarity and not points of difference.
When you look at brand positioning, how does an operator determine the right positioning for their particular brand? And is there a process? Are there steps?
Well, there are different processes. I personally use a proprietary one-day methodology. We have the philosophy that no outsider knows more about a restaurant or any brand's business than the core members of the management team of that business. And those people need to be integrally involved in the development of a brand's positioning. You can use an outside resource like ourselves to help the process, but we don't typically recommend outsourcing that to somebody to do for you. During our one-day proprietary session, what we do is we help the management team develop the positioning statement themselves. We go through the development of the three critical elements of a brand positioning, and those are your point of difference, your frame of reference, or what some people call your competitive set, and your market target. And we put those three things together at the end of the day into a single statement that's captured as follows. It goes to your market target, brand X, which is the name of your specific brand, is the brand of your frame of reference or your competitive set that is or that offers your point of difference. In fact, let me share with you a really quick story that I enjoy telling. It's about a great entrepreneur and multi-unit restaurant operator, someone by the name of Phil Romano. Phil and his president at the time, Lane Cardwell, had retained my services to help them in marketing and positioning their new Eatsies concept. In our first meeting, I asked Phil if he had a positioning statement for his brand. And by the way, Tom, one of the first things that I usually ask a new client is whether or not they have a positioning statement. Well, Phil very proudly said, yes, we do, and he sent off a team member to fetch the positioning statement. He advised me that they had just completed a very expensive and thorough process with a well-respected consulting firm. I was really excited. The team member then returned and handed me a 35-page document. I asked them if they had an executive summary. Phil looked me in the eyes and he said, Warren, you don't understand. We have a very complicated concept, and this is what it takes to explain our business. Well, with full respect, and I have lots of respect for Phil, I asked him, Phil, if it takes you, the person who knows the business better than anyone else, 35 pages to explain your business, how could you ever expect your marketing team, your ad agency, any outside resource, and very importantly, each and every one of your employees, to communicate your message to a potential customer and do it in one page or less, or in 15 or 30 seconds. Well, Phil said to me, Warren, it's impossible. I want to tell you, lo and behold, after going through the proprietary process I mentioned to you, he and his team were able to accomplish stating their brand in a single positioning statement. They took the 35 pages and brought it down to that one long sentence. What would be interesting is to find out how many of your listeners think their restaurant is too complicated to summarize in a single statement. I think what you would find is that probably more than half of them would think that's the case, but no matter what, they're always capable of accomplishing a very well-defined positioning statement.
Well, Warren, from your point of view, why is brand positioning so important, and what does it do for the operator?
Well, what it does is it gives a direction and it gives focus. If you don't know where you're going, it's really hard to get there. And if everybody isn't on the same page, you don't get there either. So what we find is that, in fact, we suggest to every CEO or leader of a restaurant brand that we go through this process with, is after completion of the positioning statement, the next time they have all of their team together, to bring all of the project lists that they're working on and review them as a team. And what we normally find is that about 50% of the projects that an organization is working on are not focused directly on what they define their brand's positioning to be. So in other words, you know, today when you're very constrained by financial resources, human capital, et cetera, it's most important to put all of your efforts against those things that drive your brand's positioning. And some of these other ideas, no matter how big they may be, if they're not directly related to the core of your business, we suggest you move them aside and focus on the things that are going to make the biggest difference for your brand.
How do you turn your restaurant into a brand? That's the subject we're talking about with Mr. Warren Ellish. He is senior lecturer at Cornell University, and he's CEO of the Ellish Marketing Group. You're in Colorado, right?
I am. I'm Denver-based.
Okay. How does the positioning that you're talking about influence communications, and how does an operator incorporate the positioning into their marketing and communications efforts?
Well, another good question. You know, one thing that I would probably mention related to that is that most people think a brand is a mark. A brand is not a mark. A brand leaves a mark. And what's really interesting is that restaurant customers don't really care about brands' name, their logo, or even their tagline. What they really care about is who your brand is, what it stands for, what your brand offers, and very importantly, why your brand is different. People want to love the brands that they interact with. They want to feel amazing about using those brands. So what I try to tell restaurant operators is stop worrying about the name of your brand, your logo, or your tagline, and focus your attention on clearly positioning your brand and then gaining complete management alignment behind that positioning. In doing so, make sure your reason for being is exclusive and unique, and make sure using your brand becomes a true experience for your guests. Because a well-positioned brand has the power to change perception, to influence people, and command loyalty. And what will happen by doing that is they'll generate trial for their brand, they'll increase frequency for their brand, and in turn, they'll drive sales and they'll drive profits. And I must tell you that without a concise brand positioning statement, with a competitive point of difference and complete management alignment behind that positioning, it's going to be extremely difficult to communicate a clear and meaningful message about their brand.
Warren, what about the smaller, let's say a smaller mom-and-pop restaurant? I mean, you know, they don't have the kinds of money to go out and to do the branding that might be necessary. You know, their restaurant is one of many that are similar. How do you stand out, particularly when you're up against that kind of competition?
Well, the little guy has as much of an opportunity as the big guy does. All they have to do is make sure that they go through and position their brand, and very importantly, make sure they have a preemptive, ownable, and defendable point of difference. If they don't, there's no reason that anyone will become a loyal follower and an advocate of their brand. And I can tell you, these smaller brands, these mom and pops, today can rely very, very heavily on inexpensive and free media, and they have the use of social media as well. Now, what's really interesting, Tom, is I find when I talk to people about the internet and social media, they say they can't control what people are saying about their brand. I have to tell you that that's not true. In fact, if these people clearly position their brand, what they're going to be able to do is help their users remember exactly what it is they want them to know about their brand. And then those people will, in turn, communicate that message to others for them. So, again, if you can define your brand positioning properly, you can take advantage of many of these resources and make them work really, really hard for you.
We've been talking with Warren Ellish, senior lecturer at Cornell University, and he's a CEO at the Ellish Marketing Group. Warren, if food service operators are interested in getting in touch with you to get more information or perhaps use your services, how can they do that?
Food service radio listeners can find out more about Ellish Marketing Group by, one, visiting our website at ellishmarketing.com, that's spelled E-L-L-I-S-H, marketing, or by giving me a call personally at 303-762-0360. I'd welcome the opportunity to work with any food service operator on turning their independent or chain restaurant into a world-class brand.
Fascinating topic, Mr. Ellish. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Tom, and look forward to helping you in the future.